everybody. Welcome to The Organic Guy Podcast. I am your host, The Organic Guy. This is Organic View, a segment where I get to go through some of the hottest topics and headlines within the organic movement. And the aim really being to go beyond the headlines so that we can have a better perspective and understanding of what truly, truly is going on. And for today, I want us to talk about numbers. That's right. The 23rd edition of the World of Organic Agriculture, which is usually produced by FIBO and iFoam Organics International, is out. It's one of my favorite books, and in my opinion, I think it's one of the most important books that usually comes out from the organic movement. It's a book that really helps us to better understand where the organic movement has come from and better appreciate where we are at, and really gives a perspective on where we are going and help us set really goals of where we headed to based on some of the achievement that we have from the previous years. This is a book that is usually released during BioFac, which usually happens in February, but unfortunately, due to the COVID situation, was actually postponed to the summer, and it will be happening on the 26th to the 29th of July. Very, very much looking forward to that. And this book is really, really important to us, and we actually do not appreciate how important this book is to the organic movement. A lot of sectors do not have this kind of book, and they actually wish they had, but they don't. Some of the industries that have this kind of books that gives them this in-depth of information, some of the industry leaders have to pay for them to have access to those kind of books. But for us as the organic movement, we are in a very, very good position to have it consistently over the years without really, really coughing a lot of money for it. And of course, one thing you can do is help support FIBO and iFoam Organics International. You can find all the information of how you can be part and help them in providing us with this information from their respective websites. So it's a book that has a lot of information. It's over 300 pages worth of information, and I'm sure not a lot of people are going to read through every single page of it. And that's my mission for the next few minutes here, is really to help condense down this information to bits and information that is easily digestible, and give you really the information that you need to have over the next few months until we have the next edition of this particular book. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. Before we continue, of course, make sure you give this particular information a thumbs up and give us a very, very good rating on iTunes or on Spotify. So without further ado, let's get started. Now, what I'm going to do here is I am going to give you an overview of the information of where we are at this particular moment. And I'm going to go a little bit deep and give you information on where we are at in terms of the land and where we are at in terms of the producers and in terms of the market. And after that, I will give you an overview of information from each continent. So, for example, from the African continents to the North America, where we are in the organic movement. I will touch a little bit on one of the most exciting sectors within the organic movement, and that is organic cotton. Most of the time, we spend a lot of our time on organic food, but we don't look at the fiber side of things, right? So we'll look at where we are at and what has been the developments in that sector, which we have in this book. And finally, we'll look at, from a policy perspective, where we are at and what are some of the countries doing really to propel the organic movement and the agroecology movement. In terms of an overview and some of the key indicators that you really, really need to know, in terms of countries where organic is having activities in one way or another, in as of 2020, the organic movement is in 190 countries. And, you know, it's a fact that we are giving markets like Coca-Cola, which is in virtually in every single country all over the world, except North Korea and Cuba. And those are mainly due to political activities. In terms of organic agricultural land, as of 2020, we had about 75 million hectares. If you compare that to 1999, where we only had 11 million hectares. And in terms of countries, Australia continues to spearhead us in terms of the agricultural land with over about 36 million hectares, followed by Argentina and Uruguay. In terms of organic share in agricultural land, as of 2020, organic had about 1.6% of the total agricultural land. Liechtenstein are really, really showing us how it's being done, with over 40% of its land being organic, then followed closely by Austria and Estonia. In 2020, we saw an increase of 3 million hectares compared to the previous year. That's a growth of 4%. Argentina leading the way in terms of the agricultural land that was improved, with over 700 hectares of our agricultural land increase. That's about a 21% increase. Uruguay and then India followed in that perspective, respectively. And in terms of the producers in 2020, they are estimated to be about 3.4 million producers. And that number is actually very much underrated, and we'll find why in the next session that we'll be talking about organic farmers worldwide. And that's compared to 1999, where there were only 200,000 producers. India continues to dominate from that perspective with over 1.5 million farmers. Ethiopia and Tanzania really representing the African continent. In terms of the organic market, as of 2020, they are estimated to be worth about 120 billion euros. Comparing to that in 2000, where it was only just 15 billion euros, right? So that is a huge, huge increase. USA continues to lead the way in terms of the market there, with Germany and France really following closely. How about per capita consumption here? In 2020, there was about 15 euros spent per person. Swaziland really leading the way as well, with over 418 euros being spent on organic. Denmark and Luxembourg really following up closely. In terms of its territories and regions, over 76 countries have fully implemented organic regulation in one way or another. So that is an astounding number of countries that has embraced organic to the core, really, in terms of going forward and saying we need this to be anchored in our laws. So that's very, very impressive to see. So let's talk about organic land, shall we? As of 2020, they are about 75 million hectares that are under organic management worldwide. And in terms of regions, Oceania really continues to lead in this front line with over 36 million hectares, really, then followed closely by Europe, with about 17 million hectares. Latin America comes in third with about 10 million hectares, then followed in closely by Asia, North America, and Africa with just about 2.2 million hectares. Europe as a region has had several growth, almost about 23%, and then followed by Latin America, which was which its growth was about 13%. So in terms of the countries here, Australia as a country having the most organic land, which saw them increase actually about 200% from 2011 to 2020. The thing is that in Australia, 97% of this land is actually estimated to be grazing areas. And then Argentina is second here, followed by Uruguay in third place. So in terms of the 10 countries with the largest organic agricultural area, these countries actually have a total of about 60 million hectares, which constitutes about 80% of the world's organic agricultural land, which is quite really, really impressive. Okay, so in terms of organic share of total agricultural land worldwide, the organic share is estimated to be about 1.6% as of 2020. The highest share of land by region, Oceania continues to dominate in that area, 9.7% of its land being organic, followed by Europe with 3.4%. And then Latin America, about 1.4%. The other thing that you might be interesting to know here is that in 18 countries, 10% or more of the agricultural land is used for organic production. And most of these countries are actually in Europe. The country with the highest share of this organic land being Liechtenstein, with about 40% of its agricultural land being under organic. And the interesting thing is that most island nations also have a very huge percentages of its land being organic, which is interesting. Countries like Samoa and Sao Tome and Principe. So how has the organic land grown over the years? If you compare where we are right now to 1999, where we just had about 15 million hectares of organic land, if you compare that over the years, you can see that the organic agricultural land has grown up to about fivefold, right? So in 2020, actually, we saw that they were 2.9, about 3 million hectares more. That's a growth about of 4% compared to the previous years. Some of the countries actually reported significant increases over the years. Argentina here, you see reporting up to 21% more land. That's about 700,000 hectares more. Uruguay coming in second with about 28%. Increase, and then India seeing an increase of up to 15% more of agricultural land, followed by France. In terms of continents, Latin America saw a huge increase of its agricultural land up to 20%, followed by Europe up to 4%, and then Asia, you can see there was an increase of up to 7% as well. So out of those countries, 90 countries did experience actually an increase in their organic agricultural land. In terms of producers, as of 2020, we have about 3.4 million organic producers worldwide. And according to this data, actually, almost 91% of these producers are either in Asia, Africa, or Europe. India continues to dominate in terms of the number of producers, followed by Ethiopia and Tanzania. So you can see here that these numbers may actually be underreported by the fact that most of these numbers do not really represent each and every individual farmers. So, for example, here you can see some companies report only the number of projects or the number of grower groups, but they do not actually report on many of the individual producers, right? So, for example, if you can see, there's a lot of farmers who've come together to be certified organic. So that can be counted as only one group of a farmer, but in reality, there are a lot of farmers practicing in that. There's a very, very good chance that that number can be very high than it is at the moment. And also, you know, some countries do not provide data at all because they do not have the means to report this data. That is something that you can also be looking at if this number is actually more than they are. So in terms of increasing the number of producers, we see that there was almost an increase of over about 240,000 more producers coming into organic. That's an increase of about 8%. In Asia, Latin America, and North America, the number of producers did actually increase. Then we did see a slight decrease in organic farmers from Africa, Europe, and Oceania countries. As of 2020, the organic market is at about 121 billion euros. And it's quite interesting. I was looking at in terms of GDPs, if we were to look at this in terms of GDPs and a compare of different countries, organic will be around position 55, right? So being higher than countries like Ukraine, being higher countries like Morocco and Croatia. So just to give you a better perspective of how big the organic market is. And if we were to compare this to the African continent, only Nigeria, South Africa, and Egypt will be above the productivity of the organic movement. So a very, very huge increase in terms of the growth of organic market over the years. Now, when we look at in particular countries, you can see that the United States continues to dominate this market with over about 50 billion euros of this market being in the United States, followed closely by Germany at about 15 billion euros. France comes in their third, and then China comes in their fourth. When you look at by regions, North America, which of course largely comprised by the United States, dominates this place and then follows closely by Europe and Asia. And when we look at individual countries, market growth was actually noted in all countries. So as of the 2020 available data, Canada was the country that registers the biggest growth, right? Its market increasing up to 26%, whereas the highest per capita consumption by region was North America with about 147 euros spent there. By country, the highest was actually in Europe, where we see that Swaziland had the highest per capita consumption of about 418 euros, followed closely by Denmark, Luxembourg, and Austria with about 250 euros spent. If you look at the share the organic market has, Denmark leads this particular area with about 13% of the market being organic, followed closely by Austria with about 11%. Swaziland there follows closely by about 10%. And then Luxembourg and Sweden, of course, all these countries being in Europe. So you can see that there is some level of maturity in the European market. Now, what I want us to do is go through each and every single continent so that we can have a better understanding of where we are on each and particular continent of where the organic movement is at. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with Africa, and where we see that there is about 2 million hectares of organic certified land. And Africa indeed did actually report an increase of about 149,000 hectares, which is about 7% increase. And there was nearly about 800,000 producers. So Tunisia, which is one of the only countries really that has a fully implemented policy in the African continent, had the largest organic area of about 290,000 being organic. Ethiopia represents the country with the largest number of organic producers, of them being actually 220,000 in Africa. Sao Tome and Principe continues to lead from that front of up to 20% of its agricultural land dedicated to organic crops. The other thing that you have to note here is that majority of these certified organic products from Africa are actually destined for export market. And that actually makes sense because there are a lot more people willing to pay that particular price outside the African continent. When you look at the key crops that are being produced, you can see that nuts, olive oil, coffee, cocoa, oilseeds, and cotton continues to dominate from the African continent. Five countries in Africa do have legislation on organic agriculture, and then we have an extra five more drafting legislation. Six countries do have a national standard, but they lack the legislation of defining what organic is, of course, Kenya being one of them, with the Kilimo High Mark. How about Asia? Well, in Asia, organic agriculture did have more than 6 million hectares in 2020, where there were about nearly 2 million producers there, of course, most of them being in India. The leading countries by area were India, 2.7 million of its hectares being organic, followed by China, where about 2.4 million of it were organic. Timor-Leste had the highest proportion of organic agricultural land, with about 8.5% of it. And then we have 20 countries in the region having a legislation on organic agriculture, and six more countries are drafting a legislation on it. All right, let's have a look at Europe. As of 2020, we see that there is about 17 million hectares of organic agricultural land in Europe. In the European Union, that represents about 14 million hectares. In terms of producers, we have about 420,000 producers, with 350 of those being in the European Union. Organic farming also did see an increase of about 700,000 hectares compared to 2019. Countries with the largest organic agricultural land being France, Spain, and Italy. About 15 countries do have about 10% of its agricultural land being organic. Liechtenstein leading from that front, about 41% of it being organic, followed by Austria and then Estonia. When we look about retail sales, there were a total of 52 billion euros that were sold in 2020, 44.8 billion of this being in the European Union, this representing about 15% increase. The largest market of organic products being Germany, and then followed by France and Italy. And then in Europe, 46 countries do have an organic legislation. Very, very strong developments, and they're really, really in terms of some of the policies that Europe is putting forward to help promote and propel organic into the next level. Let's look at Latin America, shall we? In there, in 2020, there were about 207,000 producers managing about 10 million hectares of organic land. This constituted about 13% of the world's organic land and 1.4% of its of the region's agricultural land. Leading countries from this front was Argentina, followed by Uruguay and Brazil. Highest organic shares of total land being in Uruguay, then followed by French Guiana and the Dominican Republic. Many of the Latin countries, as expected, really do remain important exporters of organic products such as coffee, cocoa, and bananas. In Argentina and Uruguay, you see temperate fruits and meats being as key export commodities. 19 countries in this region do have an organic registration on organic agriculture, and then you have two more countries that are drafting such a legislation. In terms of the market, Brazil does have the largest organic market in Latin America. Let's have a look at where we are at in North America. This is basically, we are talking about the United States and Canada. There we have about 3.7 million hectares of land being organic. Of this, 2.3 million being in the United States and 1.4 being in Canada. And combined, this actually represents about 28% of the total agricultural land in North America. When we look at the market perspective, we do see that The market in the United States did indeed jump up to $56 billion. There is, of course, an argument that the pandemic really did accelerate a lot of people looking for organic really as an option from this perspective. In Canada, we did see that organic acreage increased about 19%. And here we're talking about 3.5 million hectares. Organic beverage sales there topped about 6.5 billion Canadian dollars. And this represents about 33% higher when you compare this in 2017. All right, let's look at the continent that has the highest number of organic land, Oceania. This usually actually includes countries like Australia, New Zealand, and Pacific Islands. So altogether, they have about 16,000 producers. The most important to note from this is that up to 99% of the organic land in this region is actually in Australia, followed by New Zealand and Papua New Guinea. The highest organic shares of our national land was Samoa, which represents about 14%, followed by Australia, about 10%, and then New Guinea, which represents about 6%. Four oceanic countries do have a legislation on organic agriculture, and then 12 countries are having a national standard but do not have an organic legislation in hand. All right, and this is another area that we usually don't tend to give a lot of attention to, since most of our concentration is really, really on the organic food side of things. But we most of the time forget about the organic fiber section of it. It's really, really good to see how the organic cotton movement is really, really growing over the years. And as you can see here, that this is actually the fourth year that organic production has increased. For over the last 3 years, you can see in 2019, there was about 31% increase. In 18 also, we see about there's 55% increase. And in 17, we see about a 10% increase of the total agricultural land. If you put this from the previous 4 years, you see about there was an increase of up to 112%. Very, very impressive growth over the years. And you see big companies like Adidas, like Superdry, which actually signed a global deal with one of the global football superstar Neymar to help promote their organic cotton clothing line, right? So there is some great, great investments that are happening in this sector that I think that you should be also paying attention to. As of 2020, organic did account about 1% of the total cotton production. This is an increase of about a 50% increase if you compare that in 2017, where it only represented about 0.5% of the total cotton production. In terms of production, where are we at in terms of countries? India, you can see, has about 50% of this production, and then China has about 12% of it. We have Kyrgyzstan, Turkey, Tanzania, Tajikistan, and the United States with just about 3% of it. Let's look at their forecast on how they are expecting that market is going to grow. Organic cotton production, they do see that there is going an increased production from that area, and they are estimating to grow up to about 48%, and this growth is predominantly predicted to happen in India and Turkey. Now, in terms of policies and regulations, where are we? So this is another question that we really, really need to ask, because these are some of the precursor things that help us propel and grow the organic movement forward over the coming years. When we look at from the organic regulation point of view, there is a growing number of governments that are really, really supporting these policies, especially agroecology and organic worldwide. So in terms of if we look at where there is an organic policy from each region, we can see that in Africa, there is only one country that has fully implemented organic standards. And then we see that there are about four countries that have not yet fully implemented. And then we have about five countries that are drafting, you know, a legislation one way or another. So there's about 10 countries, and we have about 54 countries in Africa. So long, long way to go, but there is, of course, some progress to be proud of over the years that has happened in that sector. From an Asian perspective, we have 11 countries that have fully implemented an organic legislation, 9 not fully implemented, and we have 6 countries that are drafting these legislations. In Europe, we have about 42 countries that have implemented an organic legislation, which is very, very impressive to see. And we only have about 4 countries that are yet to fully implement their policies. Latin America, we see about 16 countries that have a fully implemented policy. Three countries are yet to implement it, and we have about two of them that are drafting a legislation. And then we look at Latin America, about 21 countries. And North America, we see two countries that are fully implemented, and those, of course, being the United States and Canada. And then Oceania, we have up to about four countries that are implementing a legislation in one way or another. So where are we at in terms of policies and regulations? We can see that there are about 76 countries that have a fully implemented regulation on organic agriculture. 20 countries actually do have an organic legislation that are not fully implemented. And then we have 13 extra countries that are drafting a legislation. Let's have a look at some of these countries that are promoting organic policies and legislation. So we do see that Madagascar having the first law on organic agriculture that was promulgated in 2020 based on their national strategy. And the aim here is really to promote farmers into an export market and also into the local market. We see Nicaragua also enacting a law on agroecology and organic production, but there hasn't been implementation, mainly due to the fact that the relevant institutions are yet to be funded to their maximum so that they can be able to, you know, help enact this kind of laws. Philippines also saw the enactment of Organic Agriculture Act back in 2010. Benefits and incentives that have been specified in that act include actually funding for organic practitioners, research and development, which is always good to see. And then we do see Burkina Faso really having a strong stand in terms of trying to promote agroecology. And you can see here FAO actually recommending that Burkina Faso does have the political will, the dynamism and the commitment to make this implementation possible. In India, we are also seeing some strong participation in terms of promoting organic in one way or another from purely an organic principles point of view. So we do see several states such as Andhra Pradesh being the first Indian states to launch a transition plan for up to 6 million farmers, which are aiming to adopt natural farming. So the aim here being to achieve 100% natural and chemical-free agriculture by 2030. In Uganda, we also see some huge developments there whereby the Ministry of Agriculture, Animal and Fisheries did launch the National Organic Agriculture Policy back in 2019. Aim here is really to integrate organic agriculture to their national strategic framework to help them see on ways they can help implement this particular strategy. So very, very, very huge, huge developments that are happening from an organic perspective in various continents. And for me, the best thing really that I can do and advise you, if you're able to have access to this document, of which you can have access to this document, simply by visiting fibble.org and try to see how you can have access to it and read it yourself. There are amazing, amazing information that is in here for you to really, really look at, read it and digest it yourself so that you can have a better perspective and overview of what really, really is going on going on in the organic movement. So for me, this is a must-read book that I always, always look forward to in terms of seeing which kind of information, which new information is available for the organic movement and how has the organic movement grown over the years. So if you have a chance, make sure you read it. But this is some exclusive and very important information that I believe I've been able to give you from that particular perspective. So I hope that you had new information that maybe you didn't know about. But until the next one, remember, guys, to be organic. Cheers.